This is a meditation on love. We can make an incredible impact in the world by simply treating everyone with the love God has so freely given us, even when we don't deserve it. Love is patient. Love is kind. It does not envy. It does not boast. It is not proud. It does not dishonor others. It is not self-seeking. It is not easily angered. It keeps no record of wrongs. Love does not delight in evil, but rejoices with the truth. It always protects, always trusts, always hopes, always perseveres. Love never fails. Let the morning bring me word of your unfailing love, for I have put my trust in you. Show me the way I should go, for to you I entrust my life. And over all these virtues, put on love, which binds them all together in perfect unity. Let love and faithfulness never leave you. Bind them around your neck. Write them on the tablet of your heart. Then you will win favor and a good name in the sight of God and man. And so we know and rely on the love God has for us. God is love. Whoever lives in love lives in God, and God in them. Be completely humble and gentle. Be patient, bearing with one another in love. We love because he first loved us. And now these three remain: faith, hope, and love. But the greatest of these is love. Above all, love each other deeply, because love covers over a multitude of sins. Love must be sincere. Hate what is evil, cling to what is good. My command is this: love each other as I have loved you. Be devoted to one another in love. Honor one another above yourselves. May the Lord direct your hearts into God's love and Christ's perseverance. Whoever claims to love God yet hates a brother or sister is a liar. For whoever does not love their brother or sister whom they have seen cannot love God whom they have not seen. Let no debt remain outstanding, except the continuing debt to love one another. For whoever loves others has fulfilled the law. See what great love the Father has lavished on us, that we should be called children of God, and that is what we are. The reason the world does not know us is that it did not know Him. There is no fear in love, but perfect love drives out fear, because fear has to do with punishment. The one who fears is not made perfect in love. Hatred stirs up conflict, but love covers over all wrongs. For I am convinced that neither death nor life, neither angels nor demons, neither the present nor the future nor any powers, neither height nor depth nor anything else in all creation will be able to separate us from the love of God that is in Christ Jesus our Lord. Because of the Lord's great love, we are not consumed, for His compassions never fail. They are new every morning. Great is your faithfulness. But I tell you, love your enemies and pray for those who persecute you. And walk in the way of love, just as Christ gave Himself up for us as a fragrant offering and sacrifice to God. He answered, "Love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your strength and with all your mind, and love your neighbor as yourself." You, my brothers and sisters, were called to be free, but do not use your freedom to indulge the flesh. Rather, serve one another humbly in love. Finally, brothers and sisters, rejoice, strive for restoration, encourage one another, be of one mind, live in peace, and the God of love and peace will be with you. I pray that out of His glorious riches He may strengthen you with power through His Spirit in your inner being, so that Christ may dwell in your hearts through faith. And I pray that you, being rooted and established in love,